Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the Tribute Quartet singing Homecoming Day and also Bring on the Joy in Part 1 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Make It Count, from 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 8 through 14.
Worth it all. Soon we soul has been restored, and I've learned the victory song. There are mountaintops before me that I'm ready now to climb. Here's the only thought weighing heavy on my mind.
Bring on the joy.
Bring on the joy. We've been endured all through the night.
Bring on the joy.
Bring on the joy. The morning sun is shining bright. I'm ready for the laughter. I'm finished with the fight. Bring on the joy. Everything's gonna be alright.
Sorrow's had its day, now it's gone. My wounds are closed and healing has begun. I'm ready for the dancing. The time has come to sing. I have done without, now I want everything.
Bring on the joy.
Bring on the joy. We've been endured all through the night.
Bring on the joy.
Bring on the joy. The morning sun is shining bright. I'm ready for the laughter. I'm finished with the fight. Bring on the joy. Everything's gonna be
today I'm talking to you from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 2. And I know here we are in the setting of a new year, and here we are on a snowy weekend that attendance totally has just been shattered. But that's okay. We can glean from this message today and find encouragement that we need in our walk with the Lord. And I believe we need to keep in mind in this beginning of this new year of 2017 that our God is a God of new opportunities and new beginnings, and that He wants to do new work in our life. You know, we got saved, and I'm sure many of us got saved years ago, but it's not like, you know, we have reached a place that we're ineffective and the joy of our salvation has left us. We still have that same joy, and we still have that same God in our life. I couldn't help but think of the words of Isaiah the prophet as he proclaimed in Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 3. He says, "Behold, I will do a new thing." And he says, "I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And I think that is tremendous today, that our God's a way maker. And I'm sure He's made a way for you today. And I pray that you're looking forward to the opportunities of growth and expansion and things in your life that He's going to do in your spiritual life. You know, we all would like to see and be blessed in many areas of our living, within our families, within our vocations, within areas of our life. But, you know, we need that spiritual expansion. We need God to really work in our life and to expand His grace in our life that we're usable for His kingdom. You can be assured of this fact today, that God will keep His promise. And everything that He has declared in His word that He will do, He will do it. And every 24 hours, God gives us a new day. Did you know that? And not only that, but every 7 days, He gives us a new week. Today is the first day of this new week that He has given us. And what better place to be than in the house of the Lord? Every 12 months, He gives us a new year. So, you know, God is really great to us. He expects us, though, to maximize every opportunity that He places before us, that we will honor Him through those times and places that He gives us in life, that He'll be exalted in our living. So He expects us to let His power be unleashed in our lives, that we can make every day of our life count. I know that many times that, you know, we get weary, we get tired, we get worn down, and we get worn out, and all those things that happens to us. But, you know, God will refresh you, won't He?
He'll lift you up. He will give you the help and the strength that you need through whatever you're facing today. And he wants you to make every day count. You say, well, preacher, you know, here we are in the winter months, and you know how that goes, and we just had this snowstorm come through and ice, and this cold is the mischief and all this other stuff, and we just got to kind of sit home and chill out. No, you don't have to sit home and chill out. Well, I would encourage you to sit home. But, you know, you can still be useful for God's kingdom. God can, you can expand your spiritual walk with God. You can spend time in His Word. You can pray. You can seek His face. You can encourage others today. What a great blessing that we have that God puts before us that we can make our time count. We don't know what a day will hold, but we know who holds that day. And additionally to that, we also know that thank God for every day that He has given us. I'm glad that He gave us this day, that we could live for Him. And sure, it's been tough getting out and getting around and snow and ice and all that stuff. But you know, folks, thank God that God has graced us with another day and that we can live this day for Him. See, our living for Him is not hindered by the elements of weather or the world or anything else. You can be all that God wants you to be if you today will just release your life into His leadership and His grace. You know, what happens if you decided today, for those of you who are here, that you decided to make every day, every blessing that God provides for you, that He grants you with, make it really count for something. Don't waste your time. Don't waste the blessings that God has poured into your life. David declared of the Lord, he says, "This is the day the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it." Now, I know today there's been a lot of inconveniences, hasn't there? I mean, you know, shoveling this weekend and digging out and slipping and sliding and everything else. And I was walking across the parking lot last night, and all of a sudden my feet just went straight out. I just sit right down, man. I just slid. I mean, it's like in slow-mo. I just sit right down. I'm glad God gave me some cushion. You know what I'm talking about? Amen. Those things get a little inconvenient sometimes, having to get out and do those things. And, you know, it never fails. I had a funeral yesterday. Man, I tell you, it would have been nice just to stay in yesterday and not have to get out in this mess. But, you know, that's part of it. And tomorrow, you'll be going to work or your places of business or doing what you normally do. And I've got a lady having, Annie is having surgery tomorrow. Well, I've got to be at the hospital. That doesn't prevent us. And you know, we can use every opportunity that God has granted, given to us, to be a blessing. Hallelujah. I was talking to a man yesterday, and he came up to me after the service that we had for Dot. And he came up and he grabbed me by the hand and he said, "Pastor, I tell you, what you said today has changed my life."
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.